And now to the last of our 4th of July stories from around the grill. So far, we've heard about Mexican elotes, Ethiopian beef tibs, that's with a B. Our third and final story comes to us from an Indian-American mother of two.
My name's Anupi Singla. I live in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm the author of The Indian Slow Cooker, which came out back in October. And for this 4th of July, I'll be cooking chicken tandoori on the grill, and I'll be making my famous veggie bean burgers with Indian spices. We'll also be serving up a garbanzo bean salad. It kind of takes you back to the streets of North India. It's garbanzo beans mixed with cooked potatoes, tomatoes, red onion chopped up, lime, and some Indian spices like chaat masala, a little bit of garam masala to also give it a little bit of kick. Both my husband and I were born in India but raised in the United States. For my children that are 8 and 6 years old, providing them ways to appreciate their culture through food is critical. We just want to pass along all of the great food memories we've had growing up, but it also helps us to keep our childhoods at the forefront of our minds as well as we go into some of these holidays like July 4th.
That was Anupi Singla. You can read about how to make her garbanzo bean salad, along with all the recipes you heard today, plus a few bonus recipes by going to npr.org, clicking on the Programs tab, and then on Tell Me More. Sorry, I'm not giving up my pound cake recipe. That's still top secret. And that's our program for today. You've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Happy 4th. Let's talk more tomorrow.